You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
Little top 25 action. We'll get into that here momentarily. Our thanks last hour. As we spoke with Eric Ritchie, Andrew LeGrette, and Tyrone Hughes in hour number one. Chris Blair, voice of your LSU Tigers. Jordan, did you get any fantasy football help from Ben Heisler from Fantasy Sports Markets?
I did. Well, you mean like off air?
Any.
Well, yeah, I asked him a question, and then he gave me some valid advice.
Making sure. It was just a simple question. That's all I was saying.
All right,
why are you so feisty,
Mr.
today?
Mr. Apple Tree.
There you go. You know what? Now I regret actually pointing out that Jimmy G was available in the free agent quarterback market and you could have had one. So you know what? I'm going to now turn your mic off again and go back to not liking you.
All right. See you later, folks.
There we go.
That's all.
There he goes. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, joins to talk a little top 25 college football action. Chip, how are you this afternoon, man?
Not as good as, just some media that have gotten the Zion fever here in the last couple days.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's pretty incredible just to kind of see the hype around it, and then literally the very next morning see all of the morning talk shows say, is there too much hype for Zion? I mean, this is the world we live in, man. The guy does one dunk at practice, and in the comments are either, here we go again, it's just the dunk. The other side's like, it's the greatest dunk of all time. It's just the world we live in right now, man. I always wonder, from the Jordan era to Montana to, you know, some of the other greats in all the different sports, imagine Twitter back then, and would we see them the same way? Or would we enjoy sports the same way, Chip?
I think those conversations have always been happening. I just think now we're in tune to them all. And if you got to selectively create your own echo chamber of your own small community, then maybe you missed out. But having wild overreactions to perhaps one of the generational talents of our time in the sport of basketball, I think that's totally fair game.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking forward to talking about the 2:30 CBS game this weekend, Auburn in Florida. Kind of a big one, Chip. We'll get to that in a quick sec, but I'll ask you to put a bow on last week. Anything stood out to you from the week in college football?
Let's see. I mean, I guess Clemson, right? I think that was probably
the almost, man.
I was there in Chapel Hill and wrote a story about the Tigers on CBSSports.com.
You agree going for two, Chip? Yes, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wait, you think you're going to beat Clemson in overtime? No
exactly.
Way.
No.
But, yeah. The game plan from the beginning. I mean, Gus, the Tar Heels, that final drive took 8:30 off the clock. 8 minutes and 30 seconds of the fourth quarter just dripped off the clock. So Clemson scored a touchdown to go up 21-14. And on the kickoff, North Carolina, after the kickoff, starts with the ball. And they're like, all right, we're just not giving it back. That's it. Like, we are going to go all the way down. They converted 2 fourth downs on that drive. Like, in one sense, like, you could go back and you say, Clemson, yo, you got to get off the field. That game could have been won a lot earlier if you've been able to come up with some stops. But I just think the mentality for North Carolina was, we're going to just hold the ball for the rest of the game. We're going to score a touchdown, and we're going to go for 2 in the win. And I love the commitment to that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think, when you looked at that game, I thought it's fun. That's what kind of makes college football enjoyable. Not to be sort of, hey, let's try it here. Just go for the win, you know, and if it would have worked, Mac Brown would have been celebrated, right? And I still think the decision to go for it was great too.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. So moving on to this week again, because there weren't that many kind of games to kind of get into. Let's just start here with for LSU. Florida next week, is it more media that we come up with? Can you overlook a team or not? Because, look, Coach O and everyone this week is saying the right things. Utah State's a good offense. They don't let you substitute. They've been battling injuries. They had them work out extra on tackles at practice, things of that nature. But Is it more of a media thing, or do you think legitimately sometimes teams do overlook teams when a big opponent is on the horizon?
Well, teams, let's go through the whole team. Coaches, they don't overlook teams, but they will plan to not put something on tape in a game that they think they can win otherwise in order to save it for the game plan that they have coming up against a team or in a game that, you know, they have decided carries much more importance or will need, you know, those special sets or plays or wrinkles in order to win. Now, I look at another one. Texas this week is at West Virginia, but they've got Oklahoma coming up the next week. Texas should be able to win that game with a spring game playbook, and I think they're going to try. But I also think that as many injuries as they've had, I think that that could get a little bit dicey. We'll see how it goes. Our eyes will be there on Saturday. Like the LSU-Utah State matchup is another one where I kind of think the goal needs to be just get out of there healthy, don't put anything on tape. And so because Jordan Love is an NFL quarterback and Utah State has an explosive offense, there might be some places and some moments in this game that get a little bit testy, but I don't think Utah State has defensively going to be able to provide enough resistance so that this game is ever really a letdown spot. But so, you know, first of all, the coaches from a schematic and game planning perspective, they don't overlook a team, but they might keep their best hand or their best plays, keep them locked up, save them for next week. Now, the players, absolutely, you can overlook a team because you are not providing it the same attention as a game that's bigger. And that's human nature, and I totally understand that. It is very, very difficult to maintain, you know, that same level of focus and attention over the span of 15 weeks when you're a 19 to 22-year-old. I mean, those are humans, and especially with as many wonderful distractions as there are around your world when you're a high-level college football player. Yeah, absolutely. So it's not that there's some, like, you know, one spot and this is what is a look-ahead spot, but there are a bunch of very common-sense contributing factors that all come together for why we do sometimes get those results.
Speaking with Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, Chip_Patterson is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Michigan State, Ohio State, 25th-ranked Spartans, and the Buckeyes are now 4. When you look at this matchup here, is this an opportunity or, I guess, a chance for Ohio State to be tested?
I don't know, man. It makes me a little bit sad. Remember when these games were all just, like, awesome tire-iron fights? From 2011 to 2016, Ohio State won 3 games, Michigan State won 3 games, and the average margin of victory was 5 points. From 2011 to 2016, this game was one of the ones that decided who was going to be winning Big Ten titles. I thought it was more competitive. I think that era was more competitive than Ohio State-Michigan games during that time.
Yeah.
But, man, like, Ohio State's a 20-point favorite in this game. And, Gus, I think they're probably going to cover it.
Wow. Yeah, look, I'm with you. I look at it as Oklahoma's getting a lot of attention, obviously, with their offense and things of that nature. And I guess maybe it's the people that they sort of play. But do you get a feel that Ohio State is being thought of as one of those top teams that can win the whole thing?
Yes. That is what I think. Because yeah. – There's like we're not having a conversation specifically with an eye on the Big Ten, like, all right, so is it going to be Michigan or Ohio State or Wisconsin or Penn State? No, I think everyone's thinking that it's Ohio State and then a battle for second place. And when you have that kind of leg up on the rest of your conference, like I think Clemson has in the ACC, like I think Oklahoma has in the Big 12, then, yeah, we automatically push you to the center of the table as a team that we think can go and win a national championship. The difference makers for Ohio State, there's a couple of them. Number one, I think their offensive line is really, so far, started to play really, really well. They did not play well last year. J.K. Dobbins didn't have a great season. And for Ohio State to win a national championship, they need balance. It's not just Justin Fields throwing the ball. It's not just Justin Fields running the ball. They need to have the balance that they get when J.K. Dobbins, who, by the way, was ridiculous his freshman year. 2 years ago, the Big Ten Rookie of the Year had an incredible season. So we know it can happen. We know he's that kind of back. So that offensive line, and this is a great test for Michigan State because Michigan State is one of the top rushing defenses in the country and has been, is year in, year out. That's D'Antonio's thing. We're going to stop the run if we do nothing else. So how Ohio State does, just, you know, running the ball on first down. Like those standard halfback counter, like your very base level stuff. What kind of success are they able to have? What kind of push can that offensive line get? I think that's a huge key to this game, and more importantly, a key to whether or not Ohio State's going to win a national championship. The other one is just, I mean, I don't know if you've gotten your eyes on Chase Young, the defensive end at Ohio State, but, I mean, in the, just put him in the line. His last name isn't Bosa, but I mean he's just another one of these unbelievable defensive ends that can just single-handedly wreck your offense. And I think that we're going to see him in some big-time spotlight games in Big Ten action where you're just like, oh, my gosh, who is number two? Just coming right off the edge with a strip sack. So keep your eyes on that. And, you know, shocker, we're talking about the game of football, and I'm saying that the trenches are important. But seriously, offensive and defensive line, those have been the difference makers because last year's Ohio State team with Dwayne Haskins, it had the passing game, but they didn't have the running game to balance it out, and they didn't have a defense that was really dialed in. I think that's changed for the Buckeyes this year.
All right, 2:30, man. CBS over there at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville, Auburn, Florida. How do you see this one?
Tight, low scoring. That Auburn's the better team, but Florida's probably going to win the game. Because of some weirdness, just because it's the swamp and it's homecoming. I mean, how many times have you watched Florida in the SEC on CBS game of the week in the swamp just figure out a win, right? It just seems to be one of those potential spots where you can't trust Bo Nix going on the road, playing in that environment. Florida's defense is getting healthy. Jabari Zuniga's back. C.J. Henderson's back. You know, Jonathan Grenard, the transfer from Louisville, has been fantastic so far. I think about just, you know, him. If he gets stuck in some third and long situations, it's gonna be rough. Now, on the other side, Florida's offensive line has not been good this season. Kyle Trask was even getting sacked against Towson. So, and Auburn's defensive front is one of the best in the country. I just, you know, it seems like it's going to be a game where 21-20 or 20-14 and someone's driving and someone throws a pick six, right? Like, we've just seen a lot of dumb Florida football games in the swamp at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, and I kind of think that's what we might have.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, and it sets up the next, especially over here, of course, for the LSU fans, the next couple of games here. Mississippi State sandwiched in the middle between Florida and Auburn, both of those games in Tiger Stadium. Chip, what is the accompanying coverage that's going on with this game?
Well, of course, on CBS Sports HQ, there will be pregame, halftime, postgame. CBS Sports HQ will have all your college football coverage throughout the day.
Sounds good, man. Thank you so much, Chip. Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
At Chip_Patterson is the way to follow him over on Twitter and CBSSports.com. When we come back, it is time to do Jordan Picks. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. We'll take a look at some of the week's bigger games. NFL and college football here as well. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Bottom of the hour. See if we can wrangle Sissy. Come tell us about some of those specials and things going on this weekend. Don't forget, Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the metro area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Anything over $20, you get free delivery. It's that simple. Japanese whiskeys, including 18-year-old Yamasaki. Look, they also sell wine by the glass. You can check out the deli and cigar room as well. Give them a try, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, which is... Type it in your Google Maps or your Apple Maps, Avenue Wine and Spirits. A dot drops on it and tells you how to get there when you press directions. Real easy. Or call them, 522-3864, because anything you order, they'll deliver to your place for free as long as it's over $20. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, next on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. Wait.
Home and Tractor is ready for fall with the largest selection of John Deere tractors ever. They have a 50-horsepower tractor package with front loader, 6-foot rotary cutter, and box blade for only $25,844. Visit Home and Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Special packages like the 302.5e tractor with loader, box blade, and 20-foot tube-top trailer with brakes for only $22,300. And you can get 0% financing. You heard me right. Get the best price and 0% financing. All packages are limited to inventory on hand. These deals are available for a limited time, so visit Home and Tractor today and see why they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Visit Home and Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Sale ends October 31st, 2019. Subject to credit approval, down payment may be required. See dealer for details. Visit Home and Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco, batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Trud Gisclair. After nearly 12 years of public service as a state representative, I am ready to continue my commitment to the people of our region, serving as your next state senator for District 20. As a senior member of the Natural Resources Committee, Ag Committee, Transportation, Highways, and Public Works Committee, and as the state's vice chairman of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, these leadership experiences have prepared me to continue working for you as your next state senator. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Trug Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. ParamountSports.com. At Paramount Sports on Twitter. So to follow Mr. Lee Sterling. What's up, Lee? How are you this afternoon?
Oh, couldn't be better. Starts tonight. Football from Thursday through Monday night, and got basketball, got hockey. What else is there to complain about? Nothing.
You have any thoughts on the Rams in Seattle? Should be a good game, right? You would think it'd be a good game.
It's the ebb and flow of an NFL season is crazy. You can watch a team for a couple weeks and think that they're world beaters, and then you watch like the Rams last week, and you're like, wow, they got nothing. But I think that you're going to get their at least, I don't know if A game, you get their A minus B plus game. They were just shell shocked. I mean, down 21-0. I almost looked at the TV and thought something was wrong. But they had a 6-1 pass to run ratio. I don't think that's going to happen too many times. And how many times are you going to get Tampa Bay? You know, they get 4 turnovers go their way. You know, your quarterback is Jameis Winston's on fire, and Sue is rumbling to the end zone like he's a fullback for Nebraska. So I think the Rams rebound and win the game tonight, 30-20.
Yeah, again, I would have never thought that. Goff still threw for 517, and dropped 55. You know, it's a good team. It happens. But look again. I mean, look, Kansas City struggled last week. I mean, you saw it. Just happens. It is what it is.
Even Matt Gay for Tampa, the GOAT, the week before hits a 58-yard field goal like it's an extra point.
Exactly. Well,
kind of stuff happens. You know, just say, that's it, loser.
Yeah. That's one of those you just throw your hands in the air, Lee, right, and say, next week, we'll try again next week.
Right.
We'll get to that Saints.
You almost did that in the Houston game, right, the Tulane Houston game?
No, absolutely, exactly right. Okay. And at the end, I literally went, I have no idea what I just saw. Auburn, Florida, right. Yep. 3-point favorite for the Tigers here. I keep every week want to say I don't buy Auburn, yet then they put up points and they win. They won at A&M, and they were impressive every week since. And here's Florida. I know they played Tennessee last week. Can the Gators get them?
I think it's going to be tough. Auburn, their offensive and defensive lines are really good. And when you can control the line of scrimmage, you're going to win a lot of games. So the Florida offensive line is really weak, and they're going to have to throw a lot of short passes with Kyle Trask, and he's going to have to maybe run for his life a little bit. And then on the other side, Bo Nix, the guy's improving. I mean, he accounted for 391 yards last week and three touchdowns. Everyone knows about the running back Whitlow, but now all of a sudden they got four receivers averaging at least 16 yards of reception, unless something strange happens. And Florida, I think, has to have an advantage of probably two in turnover differential to have a chance to win this game. I like Auburn 26-20.
All right. The Tigers of LSU taking on Utah State, 27.5-point favorite here with Florida next week. I've been asking several people already on the show today, looking ahead, doing all those different things. I think the fact that Coach O this week kept saying, oh, all these missed tackles against Vandy, things to work on, I think that maybe helps you lock in against the Utah State team.
Well, let me tell you something. I see their spring game every year because I'm always up. I have a place in Park City, so I drive over. It's about an hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes. They have some tough kids. I mean, they may not be the most talented team, but they are tough. And a lot of people look at the score last week and they'll say, oh, well, they only beat Colorado State 34-24. That game was played in an absolute monsoon the entire game. They had four offensive turnovers. They would have won the game by four touchdowns if the conditions were better. Yeah, LSU has Florida up next week. Utah, they're really good also on special teams, and a lot of people don't account for that. Jordan Love, I think he's going to be a first-round pick, probably mid to late first round. Wow. Already thrown for 1,207 yards through four games. They got a couple running backs that catch the ball to the backfield. I just think the LSU pass defense, a little banged up. I think LSU wins. They'll probably be up something like 45-21, call off the dogs.
Oh, wow.
Utah State scores with a minute to go. LSU wins. It'll be comfortable, but they don't cover.
Dallas and Green Bay, as we switch on over to the NFL, we just saw the boys. It's a good team, and that's a real good team. They're 3.5-point favorite against Green Bay. I've watched most of those Packer games. I feel Dallas is a more complete team.
I would agree with you. And Green Bay just can't run the football, so they're one-dimensional. How many times is it going to happen two games in a row? Ezekiel Elliott's going to run last week for 18 carries for 35 yards. Not going to happen. I mean, their line is too good, even without Smith out. They just manhandle you. And the Saints, they just brought their A game on defense last week, and I don't think the Green Bay can do that. And now all of a sudden more tapes out on them on their defense. Philadelphia exposed them running the football. Once Dallas gets the running game going, play action works. I like Dallas here. I think they win this game here 31-20.
Here's a battle of upstart quarterbacks that have somehow re-energized and not saved their head coaches' jobs for 2 weeks, right? I mean, 2 weeks ago, or a few weeks, I guess, for Jacksonville with Foles getting hurt early in the season, but no one would have thought this week Kyle Allen versus the Mustache Minshew would be such a matchup to kind of keep an eye on, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I got to get my wife in the flow again, get her excited, maybe have to grow a mustache. People love that thing. I think, though, the advantage here is probably to Kyle Allen. He has a better supporting cast. And
right.
How many times is Leonard Fournette going to run for 200 yards or even a buck 50? He hadn't even exceeded 70 yards in the first three games. Christian McCaffrey just does it all. I mean, running, catching the ball, more complete back here. And Jacksonville's on the road, second straight week. The Jaguars also only have one interception in four games here. Give me Carolina, 23-13.
All right, to the dome we go. Saints, 3.5-point favorite against Tampa Bay. I'm trying to decide what kind of team Tampa Bay is, right? I mean, they could be 3-1. They could be 1-3. I guess you could say that about the Saints here as well. So, I don't know. Am I disrespectful in saying this is almost an even matchup to an extent? Or is it still Saints?
It is if Tampa Bay brings their A game. For a second, I thought last week like I'm watching Tampa Bay in a Conference USA game. 55 points. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. Jameis Winston's not going to throw for 385 against this defense here. And I just think that when you control the line of scrimmage, which I think New Orleans will, it takes Tampa Bay out of their game when they have to play from behind. you know, this team usually doesn't concentrate. A lot of drop balls, penalties. They're not a disciplined team. That might be the difference here. I like the Saints here 24-17.
How can folks
Saints might have a downturn, but I think they can hold on for at least one more week.
Yeah, I do too. I think at the end of the day, the defense is playing well, and that offense has some weapons. We're going to see that offense open up. I keep telling myself we're going to see it open up. It's going to happen. Teddy will throw the ball down the field, and we'll see what happens there. I'm keeping an eye on
Atlanta.
Here's
what's going on with the NFL, Gus. Everything is changing week by week. For instance, I'm watching the Jacksonville game, you know, last week, and they were – a couple of these teams were not running the ball at a certain formations, and they just changed things. You know, Leonard Fournette – all of a sudden, they put two tight ends, and they started running the ball. I think they had only had 12 running plays out of one running back and two tight ends in the first three games. Against Denver, they run the ball 15 times. So teams just making adjustments week by week. Cleveland did the same thing. So they make adjustments, and you got talent. You can come back, and you can be great one week and terrible the next.
I'm keeping an eye on Atlanta, I was telling you, Lee, because are we on the Dan Quinn watch if they lose this game into Houston?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that situation is about to implode. And the salary cap situation, they've given a few players so much money.
That's
it's
right.
Not something they can bring in a new coach and rectify right away. But I think, it's probably time for a new voice there. If they want to get the Houston-Atlanta game, just call 800-400-9741. The promotion that everyone asked about the most is this weekend, 13 games. How about this? Baker's Dozen, 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday. I usually charge for a big game, $97. You can get the entire weekend, 13 games, $97. Baker's Dozen. It's available at ParamountSports.com. And a lot of big games going on around the country. You know, Michigan, Iowa's going on. Got Oregon and Cal. Check out those videos, a lot of other pro videos. All available at ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we will see you next Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Have you thought about anything yet? I asked you earlier after you wanted to take away any and all credit to Isaac Newton in developing gravity theories and all that. Have to theorize and come up with anything?
I'll theorize that I'm awesome.
Again, you've had almost 45 minutes. That's the best you could come up with.
Absolutely.
There
is
awesome.
No other thing.
That is your theory.
There's no other thing that can outweigh that.
It is a theory. And to disprove that theory, we'll take the break and we'll bring in Sissy. Because only Sissy could help me disprove this theory. That Jordan is... Well, you know what? We'll put it to a vote. How about we let the listeners decide? Who's more awesome? Sissy or Jordan?
Why don't we do it between you and I? Why does it always be between me and Sissy?
Because I'm the host, and I say that the next segment will be, who's more awesome, Sissy or Jordan? Since your theory is that you're awesome. I'm just going off of your theory. Sissy or Jordan?
Whatever you want to do.
You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
It's almost Halloween. Goblins and their parents will soon be at your door. To make your house the best stop on the block, start at the Home Depot for a selection so good, it's scary. Like animated skeletons, cackling witches, pirates, and more. You can see them now at a store near you. Or if you can't scare up the time, get free delivery on Halloween decor. This year, Halloween lives at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on online eligible products only. Restrictions apply while supplies last, U.S. only.
Join POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodeau on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the first ever POV pop-up Thibodeau Tailgate. Food and shopping with live music sponsored by Stellar Media and a game zone sponsored by ESPN Radio. Visit POVpopup.com for more information.
Oh, big talker, ain't you? A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
I like that, Joey. Thank you so much for that, as well as I had to pick my head up from being just ashamed. Absolutely
what?
Ashamed. You know, I have a theory. I asked you to come up with one. You had 45 minutes.
Yes.
Your theory was I'm awesome.
That's true. More awesome than Sissy.
I have a theory.
Yes.
You may have 10 brain cells.
10?
Maybe. And I might be guessing
I think
you're being
high. Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're being nice.
I may be guessing high. Sissy, a few times today you mentioned, you know, it's been a rough day. Been a rough week, and I said, you know, hey, anything we can do to help you out? I gave you a hug.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
A sign of, you know, friendship and just, hey, we got you. You said, kick her while she's down. Secondly, you continue to insult her by then saying, well, maybe, because she said she was cold. It's a little chilly in here.
She said she was tired. She was tired.
If you look above
no,
you, there's,
cold.
There's
you
condensation.
Tired.
Cold.
Literally droplets on the vent, which means the air is colder than the air that's coming in from outside because it's humid.
No,
right?
No.
No, that's exactly
no,
why you have condensation.
No, when you leave a cold water bottle inside a hot room,
okay.
then it starts to drop. And
why has that happened? I just explained it.
Condensation.
I just explained why that happened. Again, so you didn't even listen and pay attention. But then, while she's sitting on the vent, she says, I'm cold. You then somehow theorized the reason she's cold is because she's not working out enough.
Yeah.
But I actually work out six days a week.
I
haven't seen the videos of you working.
I have not.
I have pictures in my phone with the dates on them.
Again,
I haven't seen them.
Absolutely baffled at how being cold somehow translates into not working out. So please theorize.
No, I said
how
she
not
was
working
tired.
Out.
I never said I was tired.
You said
never
said,
said that.
You said you were tired.
Never
after
said that.
I said
cold.
I was cold.
She said
no, after,
cold.
I know what she said.
It's freezing in
no,
here.
No, I'm. There are times I say things just to aggravate you. She said cold.
Then she. I know she said cold. Then she said, "Man, I'm so tired."
Jordan hates me today.
I don't understand this.
I'm a bit of a loss. I don't hate anyone.
I don't know.
I mean,
what I did.
It's 2:34. We got here at noon. We'd love to talk to you when the show starts.
No.
We haven't because you've been busy.
Yes.
No.
So we finally get you here, and what are you doing?
What I said in the
You're doing the same thing you've done to most of our guests.
In the first hour.
You were insulting them.
No, I said in the first hour, let's have Sissy.
Called Jason a liar earlier today.
You didn't
believe that he hung out with Zion. Last week, you didn't care for Benny Heisler.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I just, I Here's another theory, Sissy. You ready?
Yeah.
What makes you happy? I honestly want to know. I don't know.
Seeing you suffer.
But I don't suffer.
I think I know what it is. He's actually never happy, probably because he can't get a girlfriend.
Well, again,
oh,
I feel
wow.
like that's part
oh,
of the
that's,
problem.
That's where
but
it
that,
all comes back.
Oh,
to.
Well, look, that will include. It will improve your happiness.
Yeah.
Believe me, you have a lady friend. Yes, but there is no shortage of paper that I could write reasons as to why you don't have them.
I need more paper than
that. Two alone.
Maybe because I'm too awesome.
Two alone, I would start.
Too afraid to come up to me.
Well, arrogance never really helps you, but two alone I would write at the top of the list is probably never say, you're better if I kick you while you're down. And, hey, too bad you're cold. Maybe you should work out more. I'm almost positive that those two things are probably near on top of the list of what not to tell a female in hopes of her bringing companionship.
Exactly. I'm making people more thick-skinned.
Wow. No.
Yes.
You're making people dislike you.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Girls are running away from you right now.
No.
Running for the hills.
No. It's almost like the lady that jumped in the zoo. Did you see that in New York?
No.
Another genius.
It was a big barrier, and it was a big.
There's no barrier.
There was a big trench.
Okay. It was not anywhere like the Grand Canyon describing it.
It was a trench.
It's a lion.
It was still
a lion
trench.
Could have easily been like, do you really want to be eaten? Because I could just like get a little head of speed and easily jump over this man-made moat and gnaw on your leg.
Someone jumped into like the lions?
Yes. Pull it up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that the zoo wouldn't have had a little tiny fence there.
Well,
if they knew that the lion could just
of your kind to jump in there.
So now we're judging people.
You're absolutely a part of the group of people that would jump into a lion's facility.
We're stereotyping
now.
Lack of brain cells. People that don't have brain cells jump into places where there's a live lion.
Do we know the amount?
And then taunt them. You have to see this video.
I know. I haven't even heard of it.
I mean, yeah, this isn't like a snake that maybe you can jump over. It's a lion. A male lion.
I mean, so what was the objective?
No, king of the jungle.
It was in the Bronx.
Like a death wish.
Again.
No,
yeah. Doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Hey, how did Flashback Friday go, Sissy? Last week?
I actually had to leave around 8 o'clock, but I heard it was packed. Like, see, I wish I would have been here, but I had my little one.
Yep.
But we are going to have another party again tomorrow. A different DJ.
Okay.
We're going to pack it out again.
Nice.
Yes.
What time does all that start?
I would say probably around 10-ish.
Okay.
But you should, you know,
get
the happy hour and get warmed up.
Which is
know?
3 to 7.
Yes.
And those happy hours, what do you get? A beer, A appetizer?
Oh, gosh, no. You get, there are cheap appetizers, but you get really draft beer, domestic beer, mixed cocktails, the house mixed drinks, and everything. The wine's really cheap, too.
Nice.
Normally.
That's always good.
Tasty.
What would you need to be this dumb right here?
Jordan.
No.
You would need me.
No.
Make a open. For me?
I'm
trying. Well, where are you? You moved it. I'm
scroll to the
I was trying to see how big the trench was.
There it is. You can see it. It's not very big.
No, it's pretty big.
No, it's actually really not at all.
Is that like a baby lion?
No, that's a real lion.
No,
does that
it looks
like
a baby.
Like a baby lion?
Oh, I guess because, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe
like,
it's just the distance.
No, it's like a
Yeah, it's the distance. it's a video.
It's a camera angle.
No, it's a distance. Look how, she's probably super far away from
there's one way to figure it out.
She don't.
How about you do it?
Well, send me to the Bronx.
Yeah.
Because that's where this video
was
taken.
Because that would
be fun.
Is she dancing with it?
Yes. She's taunting.
Yeah, look how far. They're very far away. That angle right there.
Because he's sitting there going, dude, really.
I kind of feel bad for him.
Right. He's like, give me a challenge.
Mean. Yeah. Well, she was asking for it, so right. She would have probably gotten what she deserved.
I felt a little disappointed at the end of the video when she wasn't eaten, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Exactly. Hey, obviously, every time that LSU plays or any NFL games, you got a handful of specials. What you got?
Yes. The bucket beers, can't really beat that because you get 7 beers. In most places, you know, they only do 5, but you get 7 for $14. You get 16 wings for $14. And then you get $2 off the pitchers.
And what I love about the buckets of beer, it's not like 5. Most places are 5, right? I'm not wrong on that, right? They're 5 most
usually,
places.
Yeah.
Here it's 7.
Jordan couldn't handle 7.
No, he's definitely can't handle
7. I mean, He'll tell you.
I mean, when he gets old enough to have it.
I mean, what are y'all talking about?
How much longer?
That's another theory, yeah.
How much longer you have to go?
Claiming that I do certain things over here.
That's right. You,
making me out to be a criminal.
I'm just going by what I've
something
seen.
You shouldn't say to get a guy to like you.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
She's trying to get you to like her? Really?
Yeah. I mean,
hard to get over here,
goodness.
Huh? Mr. Hard to Get.
By the way, it's next month, Sissy, so.
Is it really?
I'm expecting a surprise.
Oh.
Wait, when is it? For
so
real?
Now you want
it?
A gift on
your
birthday.
After kicking me while I'm down.
Yeah.
I didn't kick
and telling you, you're clearly out of shape.
No,
you need to go
I did not kick Sissy.
I actually lost weight and got pretty toned up in the last few weeks.
Well, he wouldn't be able to tell Sissy, apparently, so.
What?
Exactly.
I wasn't even listening.
Yeah, cause apparently I'm not taking my clothes off and throwing my panties at him like all these other girls are.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently it just goes everywhere.
I never says anything like that.
Oh, because it doesn't happen. We're fully aware of that. So, obviously, on the weekends, you got the deals. On Fridays, you got it. What about, like, dart leagues and different shuffleboard tournaments and events that we have going
on. Dart leagues, we have a Tuesday and Thursday, so we actually have darts in here tonight. It gets pretty crowded. You know, it's a good time.
When are we having a shuffleboard contest?
Shuffleboard, man. We have people that come in here and they'll...
It's serious stuff. Yeah, exactly. No, it is serious. You would think, like, the
simple...
Lots
of money in the pot.
You would think the simple process of just literally pushing a little disc, you know, thingamajig.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're called, but to where they don't fall off and you can knock somebody else's one. I mean, it technique and you know, all these different things.
I feel like that's something that Jordan would, you know,
try to make a professional
because
sport.
Because it's not like you don't have to physically like run or like do anything.
Yeah.
All I got to do is
standing
basically just
still,
bend your arm, you know,
and then hope for gravity.
Yeah.
And theories of motion and. Things of that nature. He's not even paying attention to us. You see that?
He's mad.
This is what it's like during the week.
When's your birthday, Jordan?
November 24th.
November 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have a friend? Any friends?
I have multiple friends.
Not you. I'm looking at her. We're not looking
like,
at
are you.
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I have girlfriends that would like...
No. You know, to come here and mock him on his birthday.
Oh, doubt. He don't need any, I don't even need my friends. I'll show up. All you need is me.
So did we accomplish what I set out to do before the segment?
Yes.
Get you to smile.
Yes.
Get you in a better mood.
They're called shuffleboard pucks, Gus, for your information.
Well, it's good
you
to
have
know.
To go and look that up just now.
No.
You're looking at him right now.
I knew that.
Oh, did you?
Gosh.
Yes,
but you still went and looked it up.
I had, you know, there's something called fact checking.
Fact checking?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan, you cracked me up.
I know. I make a lot of girls crack up. Oh,
you want a little challenge when we get off of here?
Please.
Yeah, I'll challenge you.
I think we need to. I'll put up the money.
I have to beat you again.
In
darts.
You've never beaten her in anything she's challenged you in.
Yes, I beat her in darts.
We could
replay the video.
I'll replay the video. I don't remember you ever winning.
You
like
won.
Take another
I
video.
Came in second, and you came in third.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sissy, I'm sorry I subjected you to his...
Royal Highness.
No.
Him kicking me while I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. I mean,
thanks a lot, Jordan.
You're welcome, Sissy.
It's one thing to insult, like,
making
fantasy football people.
I'm making you stronger.
No.
No. I don't. No. I'm going to go with no on that. Again.
Just makes me dislike you even more.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dislike me.
Because I don't have a, you know, a dark soul like you have. So.
Dark soul.
I don't have a dark
soul.
Luckily,
I'm forgiving.
You're like, what's his, Gilgamesh, or what is his name? Who's the dude from the Smurfs?
What?
God,
the Smurfs. I forgot about the Smurfs.
Gargamel, that's him. That's it.
You're such a Smurf guy.
Yep. Exactly right.
You look like a Gargamel. Yeah.
Really? Fine, you're Voldemort then. That's your age. Is that better?
Voldemort?
Yeah.
Don't give him...
No, because he's kind of powerful.
I was about to say, don't give him that.
No, I'm powerful.
Yeah,
no.
Don't give him
I'm
that.
Very
no.
powerful. Thank
no.
you, guys. I'm powerful.
I like Harry Potter.
I take that back.
Didn't
yeah.
I
agree. Didn't
Voldemort?
Yeah.
Didn't he kill Harry Potter?
Once again,
I didn't even watch
Dynamite drop in. Jeez, and Pete.
Sorry, Jordan.
See why? I don't even understand why I have his mic on.
I don't know. What are you looking at, Jordan?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
I'm looking at Twitter. I'm trying to keep up, you know?
You still haven't set mine up for me.
Yes, we did.
That, you know what? I feel like if you want to make up for being so awful, you know,
she's asking me to get her some more followers. You see how that
no,
happens?
No, you didn't give me any
you
followers.
You see how that happens,
Gus?
You see how that happens?
Yeah. He lives in a world of delusion. That, no. I mean,
this isn't
I tell
she's asking me for
hangover.
Followers.
No, it is definitely not Jordan's sports hangover. It could be Sissy's sports hangover.
Yeah, it could be Sissy's.
Replacement?
Yeah, you know what? You can co-host whenever you'd like. Anytime.
How about a star on his birthday?
That would just,
you know what?
That would be me.
How about that? On his birthday, he just sits in that chair while you wear the headset.
And I work.
Yeah.
I work the table.
Oh, I would love to see you try to do her job.
Yes.
Hey, I mean,
I would love to see you
job.
Do her
Take
job.
Care of everybody.
You would fail so miserably.
I probably would.
Well, I know you would. I've led like a celebrity bartending event or two. It is not easy. Running food, taking orders, making
remembering who has what.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the personality. He can make up for it, but he doesn't have the personality.
Yes, I do. I have a great.
Gus can pull it
off. I have a great. Oh,
I definitely
for that.
You know what?
Yeah, because you
I'll
have
talk to Jason. We should do. Can I work with you one night? Let's do a little.
We're
let's,
gonna,
do, let's do a little bar.
Wait,
team.
No, yeah. You know how they have. You know, some of the sports TV guys do the bartender.
Well, like a media night.
Media night. We need
we'll
to be us behind
Except
the bar.
Except just me and Sissy.
And me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think
we're not trying to lose tip.
No,
we're
I think
to make tip
I think
the game.
More
Yeah, this is what we could do.
No
this
one will come here
who
to have
could
drinks
get
with
more
me.
Tips? Who
no
could
one.
Get the most tips?
No one.
That night?
No one.
What do you mean, no one?
No one.
You want extra money?
No one's coming to see you.
Everyone's coming to see me.
On that note, final segment
I'll
coming
steal
up
y'all's
next
money.
On your home. Now he just said
I'll
just
steal the money to win the competition.
He's going to steal your money
to win the competition.
Now you're a thief.
What no, a I'm not a thief. Guy. That's just
Pulse for Pelicans
strategy.
Basketball. It's ESPN New Orleans.
Don't worry. Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy.
Customer needs assistance of appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
To the people of House District 54, this is Donnie Lurio, a candidate for state representative. I am a lifelong resident of the district. My parents are Linda and William Lurio. I am married to the late Gretchen Gisclair Lurio and the proud parent of T-Don and Lindy. Our family is of Catholic faith, and we are 100% pro-life. As a successful small business owner with conservative values, I feel that I am prepared to serve the people of District 54 as your next state representative. On October 12th, please vote for me, Donnie Lurio, number 88, paid for by Donnie Lurio campaign.
Eddery favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number three, brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Free delivery for orders of over $20. Real simple, give them a call, 522-3864, and they'll deliver wherever you're at, as long as your order is over $20, which, I mean, that's natural, right? If you're going to get any of the rarest wines and spirits or really anything that you'd find at a grocery store or something. But you don't want to go there. Go check out what makes them unique, especially if you're downtown in that area. It's just, it's like if you're going into towards the city on St. Charles Avenue there. And look, when you walk in there, they have a little deli. They sell wine by the glass if you want to taste something before you get a bottle. Plus, they also have a cigar room in there that you can go in there and relax, so you never have to show up empty-handed again to a watch party unless you're Jordan, and then you probably wouldn't bring anything. You do know that there's etiquette on that as well, right? I mean, if you
go into a party,
yeah.
Oh, I bring a lot of stuff.
Okay, I was making sure. I didn't know if you knew.
Well,
that
I bring
etiquette.
A lot of. I bring beverages and Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Coca-Cola, yes, exactly.
Sprite,
yes,
chips.
No doubt about it. For sure.
Yeah.
Don't forget tomorrow. It'll be fun. 100th meeting. Holy Cross and Jesuit. Guys will be out there in the Gormley area where the band's going to be. VIP area. Should be fun by then for you. Since you know you think you're VIP.
I will not be pulling for a Jesuit.
Okay. I hear you. Hey, look who's back. Hi, Sissy.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Oh, my.
No, don't be smiling and giggly now. No.
Why are you copying?
Top of the morning.
Oh, boy. Injury report coming up. in a little bit for the Saints here at 4 o'clock. Again, yesterday, three players didn't practice. We know Breeze, obviously, JT Gray, the safety, Trey Hendrickson, defensive end. And then these players were limited. Receiver Tre'Quan Smith with an ankle guard, Will Clapp with the hand. Safety Von Bell had a back injury. Defensive end Cam Jordan and guard Andres Pete all were limited. For the Bucs, they were kind of banged up a little bit here. Shaquille Barrett, Jack Sitchie had an elbow. Barrett had a groin injury. Damir Dotson, the tackle, had a calf. Chris Godwin, the receiver, who's had a really nice start this season, hip injury. Ryan Jensen, center, with the back. And Breshad Perriman, another receiver, with a hamstring injury. They all did not participate. Three players limited participation for the Bucs. Cornerback Jamel Dean with an ankle. Linebacker Devin White working his way back from injury with the knee. And defensive tackle Vita Vea with a neck injury, all were limited. So we'll see if they get updated as what are you chuckling about? Exactly. That Jordan's still around, but he may be concussed real soon with the backhand. What are you grinning about over here?
Hold up, I'm taking a photo shoot with Sissy real quick.
Oh, how cute.
Because, you know, I'm just, you know, got to get all the girls, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, actually, she's using a filter. And you have
look
cat ears.
Look how good I look, though.
Cute and little purple.
Yeah, cute little
kitten.
Purple kitty ears.
It shows my sensitive. It shows my sensitive side.
Shows your sensitive side. Okay, I got it. Hey, check out what the Jaguars are doing here. Again, Gardner Minshew has been taking Jacksonville by storm. Jags two straight wins, and Minshew mania has taken over. So the team's trying to capitalize on the fact that really no one ever goes to the games. In the month of October, the Jaguars will be playing two home games, and for those two games, it's going to be against the Saints coming up in week 8 against the Jets. Week 6 will be against the Saints. They want everyone to look like Minshew. So I'm going to ask you this. I don't know if you know who Gardner Minshew is. He has a mustache. Pretty nice. He's got like the whole 70s adult film look is what he has, Gardner Minshew. Okay. Quarterback for the Jaguars.
She knows.
Are you a mustache lady?
Who wants a mustache ride?
So you like mustaches?
It really depends who it's on, who wears.
Okay.
I know, but I do know exactly who you're speaking of.
Okay.
Because I was actually talking to my boyfriend about this guy in particular last Sunday.
So are you?
But he
were
wears
you,
it well.
Were you asking
so I say
your boyfriend to go for the mustache?
I was not asked. I did have him do it last year in one of his European tours.
Okay.
Because it was cold there. I'm like, all right, grow out the beard and the mustache.
Right.
You know, I still thought he was attractive, but apparently other people didn't agree with it. So,
so there went.
Yeah,
the,
so there went that.
The mustache.
My mom hated it on him.
Really?
So yeah.
Could we picture Jordan?
I mean,
with
he
the
may
mustache.
As well because he's got nothing to lose.
That's me right there.
He's got nothing.
Wow.
To lose.
Wow. It is. Yeah. Nothing to lose.
I feel like
I'm that good looking.
Why don't you try that? Is it like Movember or something like that? Right?
You wouldn't look like you're 12 anymore. You know.
What?
It would help.
Is it No Shave November is what you're talking about?
Okay, so how about in the month of November, will you try?
My beard doesn't get full.
Well, she didn't ask you for a beard. She said grow the mustache.
It's No Shave November. Now, the question is, can you even grow hair there?
Yes, I can.
Well, let's just see.
Are
you in?
It doesn't grow at full.
She'll be nicer to you if you try a mustache for the month of November.
I'll forgive you if you don't shave until next week.
I think we're doing this. Let's do it.
So is that a yes? I feel like you owe me a little something because you were kind of awful to me.
I mean,
earlier.
You did mention kicking her.
I did not say I would physically kick her.
It hurt
her.
My heart.
I would
never
to work out more.
You're putting words in my
mouth
now.
No, that is what you said. I heard you loud and clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I go ahead, just say, Sissy, since I'm sorry for being mean to you.
Sissy, since I'm sorry for being mean to you.
I
will beat you in a dart competition.
A mustache in November.
I will beat you in a dart competition.
And?
I may or may not shave.
I feel like you should not.
In the month of November. Your birthday month.
My birthday month.
Okay, up to your birthday. You can shave on your birthday.
No, I'd rather not.
Oh.
You could shave next Friday, but I just want you to not shave.
Because, you know, she knows a lot of people. If you do that for her, you never know what the birthday present might be, you know?
Maybe I'll get you a gift if you do such things.
Deal.
All right.
The hand has been extended and accepted.
Shaking of the hands.
Thank you, Sissy, for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Once again, come on by. 3217 Ridgelake Drive. It is Vinny's Matt Moscona. And after further review is next, adios, amigos.